Greg Chisholm bringing you the 3 o'clock news update. The Leafs announced that season ticket prices will be going up next season, and Brandon Murphy hit the streets to talk to students about the price increase.
Took the streets today to ask Leafs fans what they thought about MLSE raising prices on the already outrageous season ticket prices.
You know, I think it's a complete disgrace. You know, I don't believe the Leafs are good enough to justify the prices that they are charging, which are already ridiculous. And, you know, I think if the organization wants to move forward, they need to become more accessible and, you know, actually get their prices to be, you know, reasonable so that, you know, you're not spending out the for it.
Okay, so what do I think about the season tickets being raised for the Leafs? Is that, honestly, the tickets for the Leafs are already, like, outrageously expensive. And what's just going to happen is, like, what a lot of people do is they don't go to every single game. If you're a season ticket holder, they usually piece them out and they sell them. They try to make a little bit of money off of them. So what's going to happen is just in turn is that it's just going to make people selling their season tickets, like piecing them out, is going to make each ticket more expensive. So instead of paying $200 for a pair, you're going to now pay $150 for each ticket. So it would be $300 for a pair. And for tickets that are already selling like crazy, it's just disgusting that they can just do this because in this area, people love the Leafs hockey, and even if they're losing, if they're going to be buying tickets no matter what. So it's a good business strategy because, you know what, they can do that, but it's a bad for the fans.
This is Brandon Murphy for the Den.
I got to attend the Goon 2 world premiere. Listen in and follow me as I got to experience it for myself.
This is Greg Chisholm at the world premiere for Goon 2, Last of the Enforcers. Fans of the movie have poured into the Scotiabank Theatre for a chance to get a glimpse of some of their favorite celebrities on the red carpet. I got to take part in the Q&A with the cast and director Jay Baruchel following the screening of the movie. The Q&A was hosted by Cabby Richards from TSN, who got to ask the in-depth questions we all wanted the answers to.
Were you guys, I mean, was Jay the kind of dude like, yeah, here, we have it on the page. Here's a take for you guys, some of the dudes that were in the dressing room? Trent or Sean or Richard or Wyatt.
Yeah, Jay would set up the shot. We'd do it once or twice. He'd be like, great, I got it. So for the next 7 minutes, do what you can do. And they would just riff. And, you know, most of the time it was me just taking it all and them just dishing it and dishing it and dishing it. So, you know, I ended up getting a fair bit.
Do you have a little bit of PTSD as a result?
Yeah, just my little. It's hard to sleep at night.
Cabby then asked villain of the film Wyatt Russell about fighting in the movie with additional commentary provided by Jay Baruchel.
This question is for Wyatt. I can imagine in real life it's almost impossible to hit an enforcer with two consecutive punches. How hard was it to either convince the actors? I mean, George Peros was in it, George LaRocque. I saw Brandon Prust, Colton Orr. Like, how difficult was it? Sometimes you guys were firing like multiple shots in a row. How much of an adjustment was it for those guys to be taking a bunch of these?
It's not a documentary.
Understood.
So,
yeah, but they're still like...
Pretty cool.
Bless you.
Part of the fun of it for me was the fact that it heightens the reality to a place where I've never seen a hockey movie. And I've never really seen a sports movie, to be honest, because you can't fight in any other sports. So taking the blood, the gore, the hits, like nobody ever fought in history a boxing match like Rocky.
Yeah.
And it's never happened. But the movie was awesome. Yeah. I love seeing them beat the shit out of each other because it's what the movie's about. So I think that when we talked about, when Jay called me, it was like that heightened sense of reality was something that we wanted to achieve in the fighting, and we worked hard on it. It was hard to do, but it was ultimately really, really fun.
And it begs mentioning that final fight, which we're all quite proud of, that is 90% just Wyatt and Sean. There's almost no doubles in that. That's just them beating the living piss out of each other for 12 hours. It was a hell of a day.
Goon 2 picks up where the film last left off, delivering big laughs, hits, fights, and red lights. If you enjoyed the first film, you'll certainly love the second. Goon 2, Last of the Enforcers, hits theaters this Friday.
That's all we have for you today. We'll see you next week for episode 3 of The Den.